Well, the studio smells amazing this morning because Mona Ockenden just stopped in and brought us some really amazing things, some unscented hand balm here and some lip balm as well. And I'm so excited to give that a try. Mona is from Mona Moon Naturals. And Mona, good morning. Thanks for bringing this by.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here with you today.
So learning about Mona Moon Naturals through a friend of ours, Melissa, a mutual friend who is a previous guest here on Rochester Speaks, I've heard a lot of things about you, but tell us about the story of how Mona Moon Naturals got started.
Sure. So a number of years ago, my sister unfortunately was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I will say that she is fine because that's usually the next question people do ask. Thankfully, she caught it early, and she's doing fabulous. But it was through her diagnosis and recovery we learned about the many chemicals that are in our skincare products. And it was during her, during my own personal journey to find cleaner products to use, I couldn't find a deodorant that worked. And somebody at my son's school shared a recipe, or formula, I should say, of a natural deodorant. So I started making it and modifying it for my own use. And soon I had friends and family using it. And after a number of years, I was really encouraged to start a company making natural skincare products that are made with very few ingredients. Everything is recognizable. You can read it. You know exactly what it is. And that's how Mona Moon Naturals started.
So many of us make the mistake of just not reading the ingredients for skin products, because, you know, what could possibly be in there, right? What did you find that are in some of the common skincare products that might not be things we should be putting on our bodies?
Sure. There's a lot of ingredients that are in our skincare products that are hormone disruptors and also cause severe allergies. Some cause autoimmune disease. So it's really eye-opening when you look at the ingredients, because I think in general, like I would look in the ingredients of foods per se,
right.
But I never really stopped and looked at what was on in the skincare products that we used. And there are a number of ingredients, and I'll just use fragrance just as an example. Whenever you see fragrance in general, there are a lot of things that can go inside of a fragrance that companies do not need to disclose to you. And a lot of things in there, just as simple as that, can really be harmful for us.
So what kinds of harm might they cause?
They can cause severe allergies. You can break out for them. You have their hormone disruptors, which will change, you know, chemistry in your body, per se. And it's just as simple as not only just your skincare products, it's candles in your home, it's those air fresheners that you plug into your walls. Anything that smells, those strong fragrances in your laundry detergents, can be harmful to you.
And is there a reason, maybe, I don't know if you know or not, but is there a reason that these companies put these ingredients in there, even though they seem unnecessary, since clearly you've come up with some very good smelling products without these ingredients?
I'm not sure exactly why they do it. They're just not, those ingredients are not banned. And they can use them, where there's other countries in the world where they are banned and they can't. So I can't can't answer for them.
Sure.
Why, but they do.
Yeah, but you don't. And so tell us a little bit about some of the ingredients that you use and why it's a much better alternative.
Oh, sure. So anything that we offer that has a scent is we use essential oils. Mm-hmm. Okay. So essential oils also can trigger allergies for some people, or some people may be sensitive to them, but it is a better alternative. It's just for that person to read and know, for example, lavender. They may be sensitive to lavender, so they wouldn't purchase something with lavender in it.
Right.
So the essential, I strongly believe that we have enough natural plants in this world where the fragrances are created that we can use for to go in products. So essentially most of our products are with coconut oil, beeswax, with nuts and butters such as shea or mango. We use oils at like avocado and sweet almond oil. And when we do use baking sodas, we use everything that's organic in our product.
Mona Ockenden joins us from Mona Moon Naturals. So Mona, tell us a little bit more about maybe some better choices that we can make, how we can stay informed of some of the products that are contain some of these harmful, toxic things.
Sure. So there's some really good apps that you can have on your phone when you're shopping and you're looking for a better choice if you want to make a switch. The Yucca app, or some people call it the Yucca app, is a great app. You can scan products right in the grocery aisle, and it will tell you, you know, from a one to 100 where it sits, mm-hmm. and also highlight what ingredients may be not good for you, and then you can make the choice if you want to use it or not use it. It is hard to make everything in your world free of toxins, but it gives you options. Another great one is the Bobby Approved. That's another one. And both of these apps have not only skincare, they also have food. Another great resource is EWG.org, which is the Environmental Working Organization. And they don't only look at ingredients for foods and skincare, they look at chemicals that are out there in our world in general. And they're pretty up to date on what's happening at a federal level and also what's happening at a state level. So those are great resources for you to follow to be more aware of what's going on in the world.
So the federal and state level, I know there are propositions and there are things out there that so we're starting to talk about this, but it's still not entirely there. How can we raise more awareness and make it so that the community is actually talking more about this?
You have to advocate for yourself. So it's for you to become educated as to what's happening in your communities and then at your state level and then at the federal level. So just be in tune of what's going on. And when, you know, we're coming up to election season, so when somebody's coming and knocking on your door, use that time and ask them if it's something that you're interested in.
Sure. Yeah. You mentioned the apps too. I've also used the Yucca app for the food.
Yeah.
And I think honestly, that's until you've mentioned that, that's the only thing I thought it was for.
Yeah.
So we're talking more about food and some of the substances that are in our food. But I feel like that makes a lot of sense because we're actually putting food in our bodies. Why is skincare products also so important to talk about?
Skincare products are really important because what we put on our skin gets absorbed into our bloodstream. Mm. So on average, about 68% of what you're putting on your skin is absorbed into your body.
Wow.
And they, from my understanding, 100% of what's on the bottom of your feet, under your arms, and underneath your eyes gets absorbed. So
really?
That
wow.
helps you make some decisions. So some people, when they transition to natural deodorant, a lot of them give up because you go through a stinky, slimy period. I don't know how else to say it, but that's basically what you go through. It can last 2 weeks, it can last 2 months, depending on you as an individual. What's happening is all of the toxins that your body has been absorbing for the years that you've been using conventional deodorant with some harmful chemicals in there, it's been absorbed into your body, so now it's finding its way out. So that's that stinky, slimy period.
So, and tell us why it's still worth it, because that doesn't sound too appealing to me, but it's still got to be worth it to stick it out, and then what happens on the other side?
It is so worth it. So once you get through that period and you use a deodorant that works for you, whether it's Mona Moon or it's another brand that's out there that's natural, it will get you through your day. And you will learn what your body's like. You know, people have to face the fact that sweating is a bodily function and you have to sweat.
Yeah.
So your body becomes used to whatever you're going to use. And you'll find ways to, whether it's a midday refresh with your deodorant, or you go through, there's detoxes that you can do. Be more mindful of what you are eating and drinking, because that also makes a difference. Yeah, it's just, it is a commitment, but it's a good commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like it's well worth it, because there's actually health concerns that are tied to this. We talked about the hormonal differences and also those kinds of things. What do you ultimately hope to do with Mona Moon Naturals? Because you're obviously, you have a business, you're selling products, but you're also making a difference in the community through those products actually being healthier for us, and doing things like this to raise awareness about things that many of us have no idea about.
Sure.
So what is your ultimate goal in this
way? So, you know, my ultimate goal is just to raise awareness and for people to become their own advocate.
Yeah.
I would love everybody to be a Mona Moon natural product user, but I also understand that not all of our products work for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if you trying a Mona Moon product and our deodorant and it doesn't work for you, that's okay. Maybe there's another product out there that works better for you. And that's totally fine. I love the conversations with customers who say, hey, I tried your deodorant paste and it didn't work great because of this reason. And I'll say, okay, how about you give our deodorant spray a chance? You know, try and give you, we have something for everybody to try. And if it doesn't work, I'm totally fine with that, as long as that person is now educated and they'll move on to another product.
Yes, and something that's natural. And
something that's natural, yeah.
When that happens, you mentioned the toxins, like in the deodorant example, actually leaving your body. So are we like literally changing what's happening in our body, like our body chemistry, by using natural products?
Sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you're cleaning out your body.
Yeah.
The inside of your body.
Yeah.
I mean, just, and even for, I mean, lip balm. You think about your lip balm. So you're taking lip balm and you're putting it on your lips, and it's very thin, a very thin layer of skin that's there, and then it's being absorbed there, and then you're eating. So now you're ingesting that lip balm.
Yes.
So if you don't have a clean lip balm on your lips, you're ingesting another chemical.
Yeah. Yeah. And what you mentioned, it's like 2/3 of what you put on your skin ingests into your body, which is weird to me, because we think of stuff goes on our skin and then, like, I don't know, we don't really think about it, but somehow it just disappears, right?
You,
well, maybe that's
it,
where it disappears too.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
That is shocking to me. But when we reframe it that way, all of a sudden now we care if this is actually toxic or not, because it's not just somehow magically evaporating
right
into thin air.
Right.
So that's really, really interesting stuff. Very compelling. I definitely think Mona Moon Naturals, we're going to definitely check it out, because this is well worth at least seeing what you have to offer up there. Because, again, you got deodorants, you got lip balm, hand balm. What other products can we look for?
We have body powders. We have dry shampoo. We have paw balm for your puppies, because we needed it for our dog. And I couldn't find a paw balm that didn't say, don't let your dog lick.
Yeah.
So created something that they can lick. We have essential oil purpose rollers that help. We have them to help you sleep. We have them to help when you have an upset stomach. We have them to help with hot flashes. We have them for headaches. So we have a lot of great products made with natural ingredients that you can use on an everyday basis.
And MonaMoonNaturals.com is where you can go to learn more. What other ways can we learn more about what you do and get in touch?
Sure. So we have a great Instagram account. It's MonaMoonNaturals. We're also on Facebook, again, MonaMoonNaturals. Locally, you can find us at Lori's Natural Foods. You can find us at What's Good, which is an eco-friendly store in the village of Fairport. You can find us at the AE Gift Shop in Victor. And there's several other little stores around the area. We're always at local festivals set up, and we're open 24/7 online.
Wow, MonaMoonNaturals.com and all of those different areas that we can stop by and find Mona Moon Naturals and begin transforming our bodies today Mona Ockenden joins us this morning. Thank you so much, Mona, for your time and for raising awareness about this. This is so important.
It is, and I appreciate your time for having me here.